Peter, unfortunately, I guess there's no adjuvant therapy for dummies book, but I've heard this statement. Tell me if you agree or disagree. In general, the benefits of chemotherapy in ER-positive patients is about half of what it is in ER-negative patients. Agree, disagree, or in between?
Disagree.
What would you say?
I would say that the benefits of adjuvant chemotherapy, first-generation adjuvant chemotherapy in premenopausal patients are equal, irrespective of ER status. I would say that in postmenopausal, first-generation regimens are more effective in ER-negative patients than ER-positive patients. I would say that the overview suggests that when you add complexity to the regimens, that complexity adds benefit irrespective of age and ER status.
But sort of global,
and that's what the overview says.
But kind of global eyeball, how do you relatively compare the benefits of chemo overall, ER negative, ER positive? It sounds like you think it's closer than...
I think it's closer than some of these studies would suggest. And I actually think we're making the wrong arguments here. ER, it's the molecular target in the pathway for steroid hormone effects. Okay, it is not the major target. It's correlating with things that are important in that pathway. I think ER correlates with HER2, and HER2 correlates with topoisomerase 2. And I think that topoisomerase 2 is likely to be the major driver in a lot of what we're looking at. That wouldn't be true for taxanes, of course, but I think that we're looking at things which correlate weakly with other things, and we're seeing a weak signal. When we get the real targets, we will see really a good signal.
What's unbelievable to me is that we've been giving adjuvant chemotherapy for 30 years, and we still don't have basic answers to these because we have used age as a surrogate for a lot of the things. Age is a surrogate for the biology of the tumor. It's a surrogate for menopausal status. And if you look at the overview, exactly as Peter said, in the update, chemotherapy across the board benefits ER-positive and ER-negative in the same proportional risk reduction as a function of age. So if you're younger than 30, younger than 40, younger than 50, you get a lot of benefit. But two things. One is that's proportional risk reduction. It is not absolute benefit. Because everybody with ER-positive disease raises the bar, the absolute benefits are always smaller. Second thing is we still haven't factored in menopause. Chemotherapy is very efficient at putting people into menopause. TAC causes 25% more amenorrhea than does FAC. And until we've figured out a way to normalize for that, it's really hard to interpret these studies.